Thank you so much, Beth. That was beautiful. So today, we will begin by bringing the energetic frequencies from last week into present time. So place your attention on the multiple streams of consciousness that you are currently participating in. Be aware as each stream lights up in your field. Expand your awareness to the multiple states of consciousness of the prime directives that are available for you to draw from. Observe where those sit in your unified field as they are lighting up for you now. Whenever you place your conscious attention on both of these states of consciousness, notice the expanding brilliance of your unified field each time that you do so. We learned last week that this environment within our light temple is also an acoustical chamber of sound. We also learned that the way we receive information and transmissions would be changing, that we would no longer receive these transmissions through our physical ears or bodies. All transmissions are now being received through our consciousness, our light bodies, and unified fields, which will then be translated to our physical body. By a quantum alchemical process, the sound frequencies are separated and transformed from the words, so that what we now receive are the energetic frequencies in their fullness. Nothing is lost in the noise of our voices. In this acoustical chamber, the sound actually wraps and encircles us, moving in a spherical form as they are received by us from every plasmic crystalline particle of our light temple. The non-physical members of the council wish to add this. The sound waves that are delivering the frequencies and codes of these transmissions to you is now being enhanced even more by impulses drawn through the ninth ray of creation emanating from Source. The ninth ray of creation ushers in non-physical sound codes and light frequencies. We have a knowing and understanding within us of what those are and how they apply to us. These sound waves operate outside of time. In the quantum fields, everything occurs outside of time and space. Continue holding the awarenesses of all that is occurring and active in your field as we continue with the next segment.